With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Farmers and other users of the pesticide chlorpyrifos can continue applying the chemical to crops for the next 2 months when the EPA has been ordered to ban its use. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 that the use of the pesticide has to end. Willa Childress with the Pesticide Action Network says studies show children exposed to chlorpyrifos suffer from a number of problems that can last into adulthood.
The Ninth Court of Appeals is really upholding the law to protect kids from a pesticide that harms their developing brains. The EPA determined that infants were being exposed to chlorpyrifos at levels 140 times that could be considered safe.
Growers say the pesticide has been an important tool to effectively manage or eliminate pests from a variety of crops. An EPA spokesperson said the agency is reviewing the court's decision. Marissa Ordonia is an attorney with Earth Justice. She says the pesticide should have been banned decades ago.
For our part, we're going to make sure that they're going to get this off of our food as soon as possible. It's acutely toxic. It can cause respiratory distress, dizziness. There are poisoning incidences amongst farm workers and people in rural communities when the pesticide becomes airborne and drifts.
The pesticide actually was banned for residential use by the EPA roughly 17 years ago. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.